I think in the short term, probably what needs to be done is for government and the bankers to continue to engage each other so that they can actually come up with a middle-of-the-ground consensus position that takes into account the concerns of the banks and also takes into account the circumstances of our farmers that have received land under the land reform program of the government. I think in the short term, I think that's probably the way forward. Obviously, some of the concerns that are being raised by bankers from a legal point of view, these are very valid points. But also maybe it would be important to also emphasize that there are some farmers actually who are managing to get loans from banks on the basis of their well-developed agricultural business plans and proposals, financial statements, cash flow statements, even balance sheets.
What is stopping the government from giving these farmers title deeds to enable them to borrow from banks?
What it implies when you give farmers title deeds is that you actually create a land market. And when you create a land market, it means you make land transferable. And when you make land transferable, you actually then even deal with some of the concerns of the bankers. So I think the reason why government does not want to create that land market is because they fear that the former erstwhile white farmers will buy the land and come back and begin to produce or to do agriculture.